I was reading this a little while ago, a very well-known story from the Bible, but I had never read the end of the John the Baptist story in the beginning of the loaves and the fishes, and it struck me because I've had this thought many times living in London, working in London, working with Jane for Crossroads. What do we do when we look into the world, into our country, into the city, and we see so much desperate need? And actually, it struck me that for me, Crossroads is the two fish and the five loaves. So I'm very excited to come and share with you about Crossroads. And I think that this passage has spoken to me again and again about Crossroads. So what I note there is that this is Jesus' cousin, who he's now just heard has been killed. And we know their mothers were very close. He was baptized by John in the River Jordan. So he goes away to be by himself, which Jesus often did. But the crowds followed him. And what struck me is he sees them and his heart is full of compassion and he heals them. And I'm struck that we in Crossroads are trying to do this. We look out into our hamlets and we see such need and we have so little to give. But what we do have, we can take to Jesus. And no matter what our personal circumstances are or how great the need is, I see that for Crossroads, we are acting out this Bible verse here in our community. So, for those of you who maybe don't know what Crossroads is, Crossroads is a local charity. It was founded and set up by Christians in Tower Hamlets for the people of Tower Hamlets about 21 years ago. And it actually started in this very building, in one of the rooms. And it was run out of here before we found our own premises. It's been supported by a number of different churches around Tower Hamlets all through those 21 years. My church, which is Christ Church Spitalfields in the city, is one of those churches that's been very involved. And it's it provides counseling to people on low incomes. So I'm from South Africa originally. I think the NHS is an amazing organization. I think we're extremely blessed in this country to have such a service. But if you have mental health issues or stresses, the NHS has very limited service to offer you, maybe 12 weeks at the most if you have a trauma or if you have a shock. So 21 years ago, people in our community, Jane was one of them, saw this need and they set up, as volunteers, a counseling service for people on low incomes. For wealthy people who can afford to pay 50 or 60 or 70 pounds a week, they can go and get private counseling and they can deal with their issues. For a lot of people in our community here in Tower Hamlets, that kind of money is just absolutely unaffordable. So we provide long-term counseling through the volunteers who are our counselors volunteer to people on a, we always make them pay something related to their income because we believe they should be involved in their own healing. But you know, people can come to us for as little as £2 or £4 for counseling. So, because our counselors volunteer, there's no cut-off time for the service. So we've had clients come to us who've been with us for 2 or 3 years. So it's a long-term service, and sometimes the issues that we deal with are very serious and they can't be dealt with very quickly. Now, as Jane said, there is no other service like this in Tower Hamlets, certainly in very few places. We are quite unique, and so much so that actually we get quite a lot of referrals from GP surgeries because they know that the NHS can't offer anything. We have about 16 counselors at the moment, fully qualified, some part qualified, so they do some short-term counseling, which they're entitled to do. And our counselors volunteer their time. They come one morning, evening, afternoon a week. The board, there's about 6 of us who sit on the board. We volunteer our time. And through donations that we get from our members and from grants and from ad hoc donations like today, so I thank you all very much in advance, we run this service for the community of Tower Hamlets, and we have been for 20 years. And I'm really passionate about mental health issues. I think they're very serious. I think they're a blight on individuals and on families and communities. And I, having worked with Crossroads for 3 years, can absolutely attest to the fact that all of us who work in it know that we are making a difference in our community, and if we were not here, these people would be left on their own. So, that's effectively what we do. So although we are a Christian charity, fully run and volunteered by Christians, we don't offer a Christian service. We offer proper counseling, proper NHS clinical counseling, and it's to all of the community of Tower Hamlets. It's not just for people who go to church. So our service is open to our community. We are Christians, but the service we provide is not a Christian service, and we certainly don't, through our counseling, evangelize to people. This is not evangelism, it's a counseling. We hope through modeling Christian behaviors that people might, because they know we're a Christian organization, might think about us in that way, but that's not our service. So that's who Crossroads is, where it came from, what we do. And there's many things that I personally have loved about Crossroads, and I've been blessed myself enormously by working with it. But I think the thing I love most about Crossroads is we have rededicated in the last couple of years as a board and as our councillors that we want to be a Christian organization centered on Christ and powered by the Holy Spirit. So through our counseling to families and individuals who are in need, we also believe that we pray for our community. We pray for our clients, we pray for our counselors, the churches that support us, including this church, pray for our work. So we believe, as we've just heard from the prayers, that we can make more of a difference than just a counseling service. Because we bring Christ and we bring the Holy Spirit into everything that we do. And actually, one of the things I love most is actually as a Christian community in Crossroads, I love the fact that we model so many of the things that we see in the New Testament. We model unity. We model the new church in Acts in chapters 2 and 4. So I'm from an Anglican church. This is a Baptist church. We've got the Salvation Army Poplar. We've got Good Shepherd Mission. One of our counselors is a Franciscan monk. But we come together in Crossroads and we pray together and we work together and we strive together. And on our days together, when we come together as a community, I love that sense of unity and community that we have as Christians working in our local community. One of the things I love about Crossroads is that we model as Christ does here. We've looked into our community and we have had compassion on them. 21 years ago, Christians and churches in this community saw that there was this great need and there was no one providing the service. And from nothing, they've worked hard to provide a service that has clinical excellence from a medical perspective. We now have premises on the Roman Road in the very heart of Bethnal Green. We have two wonderful counseling rooms. We've got an office, we've got a kitchen, we've got a safe place where people can come. Our counselors are all highly trained. The members of the board are all professionals in some way or bring some skill set. You know, we take our statutory and our regulatory and our Christian responsibilities extremely seriously. So the service we provide is not some second-rate one that we can just hand out to people because, you know, they're disadvantaged or they're on low incomes. We provide a service that is absolutely has clinical excellence, and as Christians we provide a service where we really want to recognize the individual humanity and the individuality of each and every person who comes through our door and the background that they bring with it. And as we live in a very diverse community, many of our clients come from very, very different backgrounds, so we have a really interesting mix of ideas and cultures. The thing I love as well is I've been working with Crossroads for 3 years. Some of our counselors have been working with us for like 14 years, 12 years, 10 years. Now we're talking about people who This isn't something they can say, oh, I don't feel well, I'm not going to come this week, or, you know, oh, I'm a bit busy, can we just now stop this for a couple of months? So these counselors come their afternoon or their evening or their morning, week after week after week, and some of them have now moved away from Tower Hamlets. And a few of our counselors actually travel in some great distances because they are so passionate about what they do, and they can see what a difference it makes, and they so love this little community that we have here that they don't want to give it up. So we see with our counselors this real passion for what they do. They know they're making a difference. And we see with people like myself and Jane who work on the board, we enable this. We need to manage it. We need to find the funds. We need to, you know, do all the statutory obligations like, you know, financial accounts. We need to manage, you know, prayer meetings. We need to make sure that our counselors have everything they need to do an effective job. So I see such wonderful enthusiasm and dedication to working with people who are dispossessed and have nothing to offer back. And in fact, the work can be quite unrewarding in and of itself. Some of our counselors sit in those small counseling chambers week after week after week after week, you know, maybe not getting breakthrough for a long, long time. They can't talk about their work. They can't talk about their success. It's highly confidential what they discuss with these individuals. So it's really unsung work, I can see. And like we have a wonderful manager who manages our charity for us, who has such a gift for administration and compassion, you know, and she works on the Roman Road day after day after day, mostly on her own. You know, the counselors are in the rooms, she's on her own, and yet every time we see Lois, she's just filled with such warmth and compassion. It has been such a blessing to me working with Crossroads. So I know that our clients get fantastic blessing from our service, and God willing, it's going to go on forever and ever. Well, not until the last day. But those of us who work for Crossroads get so much blessing out of it as well. It's been such a pleasure and a privilege to work with Crossroads. So I'm very excited about what we're doing. I think we model many of the principles that Christ shows us. I think from the passage we read, we have looked into our community and we've had compassion. We have done something about it. Often we pray at our board meetings because sometimes our lists are closed because we have a limited number of counselors and the demand is too great. We try and work around that in various ways. We've had, you know, dear friends and counselors had to leave for various reasons, or they retired. We've had to change our service over the years. Over 21 years, there's been, you know, it's been a very dynamic process. But what I love is I think that we have brought all of this to God. So we bring the loaves and the two fish every board meeting and every day. And yet when I look back over 21 years, and I've only been around for three, we provided about 1,600 counseling sessions last year into this community. And we've been doing that for 20 years. One of our donors actually let us use a building that they owned on the Roman Road for many years, which is where we practice from. And actually, when they passed, they have gifted that building to us. So from nothing 21 years ago, we own a property in a place that we could never afford to rent or buy, where we can now provide a safe place for people to come in their local community to meet with people who will take as long as it needs to spend time helping them get through whatever their issues are. And there's others of us in the background who are enabling this whole thing to take place the whole time. And I think that is just such a wonderful model of how Christ, I think, dealt with and interacted and healed when he was here. Personally, I think that Jesus came to preach the good news, to teach the kingdom of God, and he came to heal the world. Primarily, he came to save creation. And I think, for me personally, and in the 3 years I've been with Crossroads, we work this out in this small way. And I know it's not a big organization, and I know it's not going to change the world, and it's not going to change Tower Hamlets, but for those people who've come through those 1,600 counseling sessions over the last year, I know in my heart of hearts that we have saved lives and saved individuals, saved families and saved communities. And we thank God for that all the time. No, we're not finished. are we thanking God? Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The other thing is I went to university and a number of my close friends studied psychology. And I've had some very close friends over my lifetime who have definitely suffered with mental health problems. I have a huge respect for those issues. Thank God. I personally don't really suffer them, but I have had very close friends who have had. And I can see in society today, I thank God, that this subject is becoming more spoken about. Our Lois recommended a BBC commentary, a BBC documentary that came out quite recently with Rio Ferdinand called Being Mum and Dad. He lost his wife very tragically to cancer about 2 years ago when she was only about 36 and he had three young kids. And he did this wonderful documentary, which I highly recommend, for someone who is obviously not his natural skill set or inclination, but the experience has so affected him that he was so helped by people who had been through similar things before him, who were there to help him, that he has obviously decided he wants to give this back as well. So he does this really frank, unedited documentary about his experience losing his wife. And it really touched my heart. And I saw in the paper just a few days ago, his mom has now passed from cancer less than 2 years later. And a lot of the documentary is about, you know, men, particularly in this country, who don't address these very serious kind of mental health challenges they have in their life and the impact it can have on them and their families. And I see Prince William and Prince Harry are starting to really talk about their experience and how they've had to deal with that. They also now are leading and helping and promoting some mental health charities in this country. And I think that actually we at Crossroads have been doing this for 20 years, but actually it's something that has not been well discussed or well dealt with in our society. And that's why I think that actually for me, I know that the work we do is so critically important and vital because it hasn't been done very often and it hasn't been done at all in some instances. So not only do we hope and pray that we'll continue to do it, but we've always debated about how big we should get. So we've always been a very small organization and we have been for quite a long time. But I think that that might not change because I think sometimes it's not about being big. It's about being effective. So we give that up to God as well. So we have our property, we have our counselors, and we are definitely making a difference. And if God wants us to grow, God willing, we'll do that. But actually, I know that we are definitely in a community dealing with an issue that definitely needs to be dealt with, that really impacts people's lives. And we're talking about long-term impact of people's lives. And if we can help remediate that or mediate that or heal that, and if we can bring prayer into that and really make a difference, we know that we can affect lives and families and communities. So I'd also have to say that having been in Crossroads for 3 years, it's been a wonderful experience to see God's provision in my experience at Crossroads. So we might not have fed the 5,000 overnight, which would have been very exciting to see, but you know, we, as I've said, so we have a building, we have counselors who have dedicated their service to us, we have people who support us, who pray for us, we have been operating for 20 years, we don't have a lot of money in the bank, we can probably run for about 2 months, we're a faith-based organization, and we continue month after month by faith. And we are supported by a number of local churches in this community. And I think that by giving this over to the Lord and by things like today, I want to go and talk to my own church, we're going to continue just to pray that we'll continue to do the work and that we'll be supported as we need to be by our volunteers, and by our donors, and by people who pray for us. So, I'm excited to be here today to remind you, Victoria Park Baptist Church, that actually there's a building about 200 meters down that road where we have been providing a wonderful service, in my opinion, to our local community. You guys were instrumental in the founding of that 21 years ago. Your church has continued to support it. We meet every 6 weeks in the room behind here, next to Jane's office. I've been in this building many, many times. We have prayed here many, many times. We've held our AGMs here. Once, I think, 1 year we held our AGM here. And you should know that every single day, except Sunday, Crossroads is meeting people in this community, on the street where they live, to make a difference. And that would never be possible without the support that we've had from people like you and your church. We've got some regular donors, or people like Jane who give regularly of their time. And I would give thanks to you, and long may you continue to support us. And I give thanks to God for you guys, and I give thanks to God that we can share together in our faith these kind of activities. And I pray that you would look us up. We're refreshing our website. We're going to walk into the 21st century soon. I would ask that you pray for us, actually. Our highest priority, the one we always come back to first whenever we discuss it, is we want to be a Christ-centered organization driven by prayer and led by the Holy Spirit. If you want to get involved and volunteer, please come along, speak to Jane, speak to me, pop into office on Roman Roads. If you want to donate money, we do need money for the building and for the supervision. But primarily, we most eagerly would like to just keep your support and to share what we're doing, and for you guys to know what you and your church have and are doing down the street.
Thank you.
How was that? Is that good enough?
Brilliant.
No interruptions.
Fabulous, guys.